And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar. And today we welcome back Ms. Jody Horn-Leschinski, Assistant Director of the Broward Cultural Division. How's life these days, Jody? You're back in town.
I am back in town, and I'm so glad to be here because it's still Broward County's 100th birthday, and we are celebrating all year long.
Exciting.
And to celebrate, Jackson's Ice Cream Parlor and Broward 100 are inviting residents to enter a Facebook contest to create a new Broward 100 ice cream flavor. What ingredients do you want in your ice cream? The deadline to enter this contest is midnight on Friday, June 5th. Go to the Broward 100 Facebook page to enter. You could win a Jackson's original kitchen sink ice cream dessert that serves four. The winning flavor will be featured at Jackson's and during Duende, the final weekend. The grand finale weekend of the Broward 100th Centennial Celebration, October 2nd through 4th. While we're talking about Broward 100, I want to let you know that Broadway director and Cirque Dreams founder Neil Goldberg and Broward 100 announced the greatest Broadway-style Broward spectacle ever. We, the passion and rhythm of the people. We is a one-of-a-kind Broward County production and is part of the weekend-long finale Duende. We will be performed on Friday, October 2nd, and Saturday, October 3rd, at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts. We is a show illuminating Broward County's culture, talent, and diversity with awe-inspiring performances, spectacular theatrics, and stunning visuals. Renowned celebrity artists will be joined on stage by a cast of over 100 brilliantly talented South Florida musicians, dancers, poets, choirs, athletes, and creative variety acts celebrating the community we call home. So if you're an NPR listener, and I know you are,
oh, yeah,
you probably know Arts Desk reporter Netta Ulaby. Please join us on June 24th at 7 p.m. at ArtServe to hear Netta speak on arts journalism in a fractured cultureverse. Ulaby's talk will be the keynote address for the closing forum for the art exhibition Retrospective celebrating 7 years of DBA. The gallery reception will begin at 6 p.m. and the talk at 7 p.m. This is a free event, but seating is limited, so please RSVP online at the Broward Cultural Division's website. So there's a lot of sanctioned events taking place for Broward 100. Pompano Beach Amphitheater brings Morris Day and the Time tonight from 8 to 11 p.m., and on Saturday, the AMP brings you the free summer festival with a wide range of music from Latin and funk to hip-hop and reggae starting at 1 p.m. with free admission for everybody. The Florida Classical Ballet presents two ballet programs featuring principal dancers from the San Francisco Ballet, Joffrey Ballet, Orlando Ballet, and Washington Ballet this Friday at 8 p.m. and next Friday, June 7th at 5 p.m. at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts. Join Glavovic Studio this Saturday during the Flagler Village Art Walk from 7 to 11 p.m. for an exhibition of Vanguard, drawings of their proposed renovations of the Vanguard Theater, a 99-seat black box performance space which was formerly a church when it was first built in 1937 and now is home to the experimental and award-winning Thinking Cap Theater. The Fort Lauderdale Gay Men's Chorus presents Music of the Night on Saturday at 8 p.m. at the NSU Museum of Art, Fort Lauderdale. Enjoy some of their favorite musical selections inspired by Music of the Night, not only by Phantom, but anything having to do with night or brave medieval knights. Dial M for Murder is a thrilling and suspenseful melodrama performed by the Curtain Call Playhouse this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Sunrise Civic Center Theater. Now, we still have other events that are not sanctioned, but we still mention them anyway because we want everybody to have something to do. The Museum of Discovery and Science invites the whole family to participate in the annual evening event, Turtle Walks, which occur Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from June through July, beginning at 9 p.m. Also at the museum now through September is Sesame Street Presents the Body, which is an interactive exhibition all about you. The fifth annual Deerfield Beach Wine and Food Festival takes place on Saturday from 1 to 9 p.m. at Quiet Waters Park in Deerfield Beach. Enjoy a wide range of noshing opportunities from a lineup of South Florida restaurateurs, private caterers, and your favorite food trucks. The ACT Theater of Davie presents The Runner Stumbles, at the Davie Pine Island Multipurpose Center Friday and Saturday at 8 and Saturday and Sunday at 2, both this weekend and next weekend. The City of Pembroke Pines Glass Gallery presents the exhibit 12 Voices Speaking for Art now through July 6th. The exhibit is a close-knit group of 12 professional women and artists who are connected through their love of art, and their creations range from realism and modern to abstract, from acrylic and watercolors to mixed media and collage. If you would like more detailed cultural event information, please visit artscalendar.com, Broward County's complete guide to the arts. Never miss a thing. Get there.
Jody Horn Leshinsky is the Assistant Director of the Broward Cultural Division, and thanks for all of those events. Jody, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Ed, and to you and your listeners as well.
And we'd like to mention once again our guest earlier on the show, Michael Dean, owner of Yardbird Records and Books and former broadcaster on WBUS and WDNA, will be giving a presentation at the Listening Club this coming Wednesday, June 3rd, and that's located in the Arts Center, South Florida, 924 Lincoln Road on Miami Beach. It starts about 7 o'clock. And for more information, go to subtropics.org. It will be about WBUS, the Magic Bus, the alternative radio station on Miami Beach in the early 70s. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Andy Wagner, our technical director. We'd like to thank our contributors today as well, Dan Hudak, Norman Van Aken, and Jody Horn Leshinsky. Please call us with your comments at 305-995-2258. Fax us your event info to 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. That's Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.